Hello, my name is Paul Lines and I'm the Customer Services Assistant for Glasgow Central Station. For the next minute or so, I'll be giving you a brief insight into the fascinating and eventful history of the building you're currently standing in. The station has seen many famous names down through the years and its very existence is a feat of engineering marvel. But it's nothing without what makes it work. You. Over 100,000 people a day walk through our doors and pass by people from not only all over the world, but from all sectors of society. Very rarely do a builder and a banker rub shoulders in life, but every day, twice a day, they do. The station is more than just a hub to get from one place to another. It's more than that. It's where kids are welcomed back by parents, where partners wave goodbye to loved ones, and it's where, down the years, thousands of soldiers, sailors and airmen have left never to return. Wherever you are in the station right now, stop. Look around at everyone around you. Where are they going? Where have they been? Every one of them has a destination and a point of departure, just like you. Something which is quite interesting about the station, which I'm almost certain you didn't know, is the fact that the station is built on a village. That's right, a village, right bang smack in the middle of a city. It was called Grahamstown, and if you're on the concourse right now, then you're standing where once there was a thriving community that existed separate from the city. A community within a city, it could be argued that the same exists today. The station feels like a separate entity from the city. Once you walk through the iron gates and pass under the clock, you're in a different world. The station is just not a living archive of a city acting as a shell in which history was played out. The station is not just a community within a city, separate from the noise and grime of the streets. The station is the soul of the city. If you would like more information on the station and its history, check out travellingvoices.com or find us on Twitter at Travelling Voices and on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.